Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This city, it looks like it's going to rain for a while here. So for the rest of the morning commute in and around Pittsburgh, with that fog, hopefully that will dissipate in the next hour. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Three Rivers Water Keeper. The executive director is Heather Van Tassel, and she joins us on the Big K Morning Show. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm very well. So people know your background, environmental conservationist, passionate about creating a sustainable and equitable planet for future generations. Did I get that right?
That's right.
So tell us, what is Three Rivers Water Keeper?
Three Rivers Water Keeper, we're an environmental nonprofit based in Pittsburgh, PA, but serving southwestern Pennsylvania, focused on protecting the water quality of our three rivers, so the Allegheny, the Monongahela, and Ohio, and all the tributaries and land activities that impact them. We really focus on preventing pollution from entering our waterways and holding polluters accountable when we do have industrial pollution in our water.
That said, you set a national precedent recently.
Yes, we just settled a lawsuit for a Clean Water Act violation against Styropek for illegally releasing plastic pellets for, you know, most likely decades, but we documented it for over a year. We partnered with Penn Environment, and Styropek worked with us to do a pretty nationally setting precedent where we ultimately decided that the technology exists, that we can have zero pellet plastic pollution entering our waterways. And this is nationally precedent setting because the Department of Environmental Protection in Pennsylvania agreed with us that zero plastic pellet discharge is the actual limit that we have. And it's the first Clean Water Act lawsuit that has had an environmental regulator, the PADEP here, agree with the settlement. And so across the U.S., we're hoping to see other regulators agree with that and start putting that in our regulations and the permit limits as zero plastic discharges.
Doctor, on another subject, sort of related, I guess, Alcosan's plan to for stormwater and runoff into the Three Rivers area. What's this Three Rivers Water Keeper's position on that? Are you supportive? Would you like to see modifications?
Yeah, so Three Rivers Water Keeper would like to see zero discharges of sewage into our waterways. The Alcosan plan does not necessarily cut all discharges that are going to enter our waterways and doesn't really cover our increased precipitation that we're expected to be seeing with climate change. And so while we are in favor of making major changes to our infrastructure, because we have to do something, we have too much sewage going into our waterways. So on one side, we are in favor of making these large changes. The challenge is it doesn't address the whole problem completely, and we need to see more, and we need to get creative. Our waterways get inundated with sewage because of our topography and our combined sewage systems. So we have to slow that water down before it even gets to the pipes. And that way, the pipes can actually handle the amount of water that they're receiving, even as we increase the size of our tunnels and the capacity that we can receive.
Yeah, part of the challenge is the, you know, relatively ancient structure of a lot of these drainage systems around the region. That will take a Herculean effort over time to remediate.
Absolutely. Our system is very old, and that's why they're combined with stormwater and sewage systems instead of being separate systems, and why we see sewage overflows into our waterways. And so we do have to go through it systematically and change these structures. And while we're doing that, simultaneously, we should be slowing the water down on land, thinking about reducing the amount of concrete, increasing green infrastructure, diverting water to less inundated systems, and getting really creative. So we have a holistic approach to reducing the amount of waterways entering a single pipe at one time. So that way we don't have to discharge into our rivers because we can't handle the amount of water we have.
Heather, before you go, PFAS, people hear that all the time. What is it?
Yeah, so those are what we call PFAS, or a really lengthy chemical name that you don't need to remember. What we do is we call them forever chemicals because they're a man-made chemical that is invisible. And when it enters our environment, it doesn't break down there forever. And recent research is really showing that they're starting to disrupt a lot of our systems in our body, our health systems, and causing chronic and long-term health problems. We have been doing baseline studying across our region. Overall, a lot of our sites have really low PFAS levels, so that's fantastic to hear. But we have found a few hot spots that we're still investigating as well, such as along Montour Run. And then after we released a baseline report, we did discover extremely high levels of PFAS coming out of Calgon Corporation, a water filtration company. And so we have been working to prevent and stop PFAS from coming directly out of the discharge points, and we're appealing their permit. And all we're doing is asking them to have PFAS limits that they can put into our Ohio River, which serves as a drinking water source for nearly 5 million people.
Dr. Heather Van Tassel, who is the executive director of Three Rivers Waterkeeper, appreciate the time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Ash from our newsroom in studio.
Good morning.
What's trending, T?
The rapture. Did you hear about it? We were supposed to have a rapture to September 23rd and 24th.
Oh.
So, yeah, we have one more day, but everyone's talking about it. Did we miss it? Is it coming? I mean,
What's supposed to happen? It may have happened.
Christ is coming. It was supposed to come. He's supposed to come back this
week. Who's saying this?
This is a pastor said that the rapture, she predicted in an interview that the rapture is related to teaching the second coming of Jesus, which will take place either Tuesday, September 23rd or Wednesday, September 24th. These days are religiously significant and coincide with the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year.
Okay. So, can we wait till after the Steeler game?
I mean, I'm excited. What are we going to do? You better do. You want to do everything you need to do.
I'm doing it.
You're doing it. But the only. Are you in your folder?
Uh-oh.
I have some sound in there.
Uh-oh.
The only rapture I'm concerned about is this one. Anita Baker.
She's back. No.
Yeah. Caught up in the rapture.
I got you.
Come on, Larry. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Get
I'm
in
here.
Tune.
I'm not Ireland, but I'm Tamira. Pleased to meet you.
Okay.
So it's trending on social media. When you go to the airport, do you expect your family to pick you up? Someone in your family to pick you up?
No, I usually pick myself up.
Oh, you're one of those.
No, I parked the car at the airport.
So it's on social media. People are saying that, why should you expect a family member to pick you up from the airport? You can Uber, you can take public transportation, PRT.
Well, I will say it's much easier with Uber now than it ever was, but it costs money. So they want your family to blow the money on you.
Yes, but I agree. I think I would be upset if my daughter and my husband wouldn't pick me up from the airport. Like, what's wrong with you? No, I'm not Ubering back to Penn Hills.
Okay.
From the airport. So,
right.
I mean, do we expect that? Yeah, we should expect that.
What do you think about Aaron Donald? They're going to retire his jersey 97 at Pitt on Notre Dame Day in November.
Penn Hills alum.
Penn Hills.
But he's originally, his family's from Homewood. So let's keep that in mind. Penn Hills people, don't just take him as yours. So he has ties and connections to
my people are trying to forget I was born in Millville.
they don't want you,
no,
Larry.
It's like he's somewhere else.
Yeah, so, I mean, That's basically it.
Well, just for the record, when I was three, we got thrown out. So I had to move
out
north. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about this because I people were talking about this also on social media. What time is the Steelers game?
9:30 a.m. Eastern time here. You'll be able to watch the game. That's the earliest the Steelers will ever be on in Pittsburgh, at least until they play in another country.
What time?
9:30 a.m.
So we have
to. Do you know how many church services are going
to
be
interrupted? Well, I was about to say that. So my pastor, we're going to have service on Friday.
Record it.
Yes. And he's going to play it on Saturday because he has Saturday service and Sunday service. So this is why.
It's a disruptor.
Well, on service on Sunday, when they were explaining what was taking place, that we were we were going to be present on Friday, I didn't know. It didn't come to me. I'm not saying that's the reason, but that's how things are going. So Friday we're going to have.
Well, that would explain why the rapture's happening before.
So the rapture. So Larry.
Yeah. So 9:30 on Sunday morning, it's on WTAE-TV.
Okay.
They're going to pick up the local game. They got Andrew Stocky over there this week. People are heading to our... There'll be tens of thousands of Steeler fans are going to be there.
I see. People are already posting that they're at the airport, at the pub. They got merchandise.
They're in the club.
Yeah, in the club.
Irish club.
In the club.
I don't know what to expect. I'm going to go to Dublin and explore.
Listen, let your hair down.
I'm doing the show.
Let your hair down.
Okay. I'm going
to have some fun.
Friday.
Make it interesting and make people listening want to go to Ireland.
Or so take them
with
me.
Step your game up a little bit.
My mantra is to make it feel like you're.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
With us because we're doing the whole show Friday.
Right.
From Dublin.
Right. That's going to be interesting. You've talked to me about Disney. You've taken me to Disney. We went on a cruise together.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you ask me to go to Ireland with you?
They launched the Disney ships.
I'm here, Larry.
Okay.
Hi.
You want to go to Ireland?
I would love to go to Ireland.
All right. We'll have to talk after the show.
Here we go. Now you're not looking at me. I want you to look.
Case of rapture
look
is coming.
Me in my eyes.
What else is going on?
That's all, Larry. That's all I have.
What do you know about Ireland?
Nothing. I know the colors.
When I say Ireland, okay, I got a green official terrible
green
towel.
Official that's very nice. I'm not a Steelers fan, so.
What?
I'm not. My husband is a diehard, so that's an issue.
You don't like football?
I love football.
Who do you root for, then?
Baltimore.
What?
I know, isn't that? I've fell in love with them.
Really? That's
a long
interesting because you're a native Pittsburgher.
I am born and raised, but I fell in love with Baltimore Ravens. I love
what?
Tony Siragusa. I like way back.
Tony was crazy.
I love I don't know. I have my reasons for why I'm not a current Steelers fan.
Okay.
So
there
I'll
you
keep
go.
That to myself. Bye.
That's T trending. If the rapture doesn't happen, we'll be here Friday from Dublin, 5:30 until 10, which is 10:30 until 3, Ireland time. Drive at 5, top stories driving the day's news. Weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, Demand the Yellow Van. Joining me is State Senator Nick Piscitano. Welcome back, Senator.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. So today I want to talk about a bill that you have proposed that would increase access to vaccines. As you know, just you bring up the word vaccine and people's eyes cross because there's so much misdirection, misinformation, and just a gray area. So let's start with what is your plan?
Yeah, Larry, and I'm, as a member of state government, I try not to get involved in federal issues. Just try and stay in my lane and do the job that I was elected to do in Harrisburg. But unfortunately, we're seeing a lot of chaos come out of bureaucracy, honestly, in Washington, D.C. And just in the last week or so, we've seen a lot of chaos from the CDC and their advisory committee on immunization practices, which sets national standards for vaccine access. And in states like Pennsylvania, decisions made in Washington, D.C. Ultimately trickle down to Pennsylvanians because it's what our insurance companies will cover, is largely based on what those practices are decided on at the federal level. And after a chaotic meeting of the ACIP last week, there was a ton of confusion on what was going to be covered and what was recommended and what was going to be available. And we were concerned that that confusion would then ultimately mean that certain vaccines that are routine and have been around for a long time would no longer be covered by insurance plans here in Pennsylvania. And so partnering with my colleague in the Senate, Maria Collette, who previously worked as a registered nurse, and a couple of my colleagues in the State House, Representative Arva Venkat, who works as an ER doctor, representatives Bridget Kozorowski and Tara Kahn, who worked as registered nurses, we all kind of came together to figure out a way to make sure that these insurance companies were still going to cover common vaccines here in Pennsylvania, and that those things weren't going to go from being free at the point of service to costing hundreds of dollars to the people who needed them. Governor Shapiro also took steps to make sure that those vaccines continue to be accessible and affordable for every Pennsylvanian. And so we're really just responding to a lot of the chaos that's coming out of Washington, D.C. around this issue.
So you get a lot of questions, no doubt. So in terms of recommendations, it's important because to your point, the people that may need vaccines the most, if there are charges for them, may be challenging for them to get it, even if they really want it.
Correct. And we're not trying to change anybody's mind on whether or not they're going to get a vaccine or not. We're not mandating anything. We're making sure that these longstanding vaccines are available and affordable for everyone who wants them and needs them. And the fact of the matter is, in our healthcare system, preventative medicine like vaccines are much more cost effective than reacting to someone who gets sick and has to go to the emergency room or has to be hospitalized, right? A free vaccine at a local pharmacy is both better for public health and better for the bottom line of our healthcare system and our consumers than it is to not get vaccinated and potentially get very seriously ill. And so we are looking at this in a number of different ways to make sure that those people who need and want these vaccines can access them as affordable as possible.
How long do you think this will take, Senator?
Well, the good news is the governor has already stepped in and preserved a lot of these changes. What we're doing with the legislation is making sure that continues long term. And so there's no immediate disruption to the status quo because of Governor Shapiro's actions, which I commend him for. But we also want to do this legislatively and make sure that these new guidelines are in place so that access to vaccines in Pennsylvania are not disrupted in the future by any bureaucratic hurdles that are thrown up in Washington, D.C.
Understood. Now, that said, while I have you, how are we doing on the budget?
I think the last time I was on the show, I was a little bit more optimistic. I think we're making slow but steady progress. There are still wide areas of disagreements, but I think everybody in Harrisburg recognizes that we need to get something done as soon as possible because counties and school districts and other entities that rely on state funding are starting to hit the wall on what they're able to float without a state budget. So as of September, that will be 3 full months past due. And that is when we start to really see problems in the entities that require state funding. So hopefully in early October, we can get it done.
All right. We're all counting on you. representing the 45th District, State Senator Nick Piscitano. Thanks for the time, Senator. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
We will have the details on those stories at 9. Now that Disney is getting ABC's Jimmy Kimmel controversy in the rearview mirror, there is this news.
Starting October 21st, the ad-supported Disney Plus plan will jump $2 to $11.99 a month. The ad-free version is increasing by $3 to $18.99 a month.
And fees, Larry, for bundled plans with Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN are also going up.
Isn't that coincidental? Or is it?
And at the UN...
And I don't mind making this speech without a teleprompter, because the teleprompter is not working. I feel very happy to be up here with you, nevertheless. And that way you speak more from the heart. I can only say that whoever's operating this teleprompter is in big trouble.
There perhaps isn't anyone on earth more prepared to speak extemporaneously, but imagine you're in front of the world leaders. They're waiting for what you have to say, and the teleprompter goes out.
Interesting timing on that. Pirates rookie Hunter Barco talked last night, Larry, about making his major league debut in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I mean, when I stepped out of the bullpen, I looked around. Like, I don't know if I stopped or if I took a couple steps walking, but I looked around, and I'm like, whoa, all right, we're here. So jogged out to the mound, and first pitch, I didn't really know where it was going to go. I kind of blacked out, but just threw it. And after that, it was like, all right, it's go time playing baseball.
Pretty exciting for this young man. Remember that name, Hunter Barco, for next season.
Yeah, the number 4 prospect in the Pirates system. They brought him up to see what he's got, and he had a good first outing.
And tonight, preseason game 2 for the Pens. They're in Columbus, but the big game is Marc-Andre Fleury will play one period on Saturday where he will officially then be able to retire as a Pittsburgh Penguin.
I'm guessing we're having a sellout, right?
Oh, yeah. People are fired up for this one. They are paying outrageous money for preseason games in hockey. They're usually a giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the Steelers getting ready to go to Dublin, Ireland. They're leaving tomorrow after practice.
And you're leaving not too long from now, right?
Yes. As soon as possible. Getting there it's a journey, but... it'll be well worth it.
One little sidebar on that, as long as we're talking about it. The reporters that I follow on my social media feed who are already in Dublin, I got a question for you. Why are all their pictures coming back from bars?
You know what? You make an excellent point. Is that the only place that's open? I will give you a more broad sense of what's going on over there.
It's the Pub Watch with Larry Richard.
Oh, yeah.
Wall Street reversed the recent days of gains with red across the board Tuesday. The Dow dropped 88 points. The Nasdaq lost 215. S&P slipped 36 points. Eli Lilly is making a major investment in Texas in an effort to boost domestic drug manufacturing. The $6.5 billion facility in Houston is slated to make a variety of pharmaceutical ingredients, including a new oral weight loss drug. It's the second of 4 new sites the drug maker is announcing this year and will bring 625 high-wage jobs to the area, in addition to 4,000 construction workers. Disney Plus is pushing prices higher. Starting next month, subscriptions will increase $2 to $3 a month, depending on the tier and whether they include Hulu or HBO Max. The announcement comes in the wake of a recent rash of account cancellations following Jimmy Kimmel's suspension over his comments about the death of conservative influencer Charlie Kirk. NFL Plus plans will stay the same price. And there's a new top-selling beer on tap. Consumer data company Circana lists Michelob Ultra as the number one brew in the U.S. for the past 52 weeks. Michelob Ultra maker Anheuser-Busch credits its investment in sporting events like sponsoring the USA Olympic team for its recent growth. That's your CBS Money Watch report for this Wednesday morning. I'm Jesse Mitchell, CBS News, New York.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.